Welcome back to the Sunny Side of your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. Before we went on the commercial break, I did start off the conversation for the hour, which is centered around handling the Naira. How well do you handle the Naira? I did start off by mentioning that sometime in February 2020, to be precise, the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, said that about 100 tons of bad Naira notes were generated as waste and destroyed weekly through open-air burning at its 12 disposal centers across the country. And you will ask yourself, who is damaging this Naira? Sometimes when you look at any of the notes, be it 100 Naira, 50, 20 Naira, 200 Naira, 500 Naira, 1,000 Naira, it's not looking nice, to be honest. In fact, people like me will reject money. And they would tell me, is it not the Naira? Now our money now. Yeah, now our money now. But it's not. I wish. I had. Oh dear. I think I left it in my purse somewhere. I had come to the studio with some notes. A very ugly looking, dirty looking 100 Naira notes that was presented to me as change this morning when I went in search of akara. And I asked myself, how did this money get this bad? Now, when I tried to reject the money, the woman said, I don't have any other money. This is our money. Now, so we see them. Now, the one way we get. And while I was at it, you know, talking about how, I mean, it's not a bad idea if you give people mints. You know, those crispy banknotes that are what we call shine shine money. It's not a bad idea if we present it to people as change. You know, they'll gladly collect. Now, for so many times I have had to even give these sellers mint as money, I see how they will now shroom with the money and put inside wherever it is they keep the money. And I'm wondering, do these people realize that this is not just a legal tender? Do these people realize this is not just a means of exchange, but this is something that shows our identity? This is something that shows our symbol as Nigerians. Is there even a possibility that you can actually be getting very nice looking notes from unsinkable places, like from the market? Now, while a lot of us are clamoring for the new notes to be made adequately available, yours truly is part of them. I mean, I need new notes, to be honest. If you have, please, I need it like yesterday. Are we equally concerned about how we as Nigerians handle these new notes, which are part of our national identity, which are part of our national symbol, or we just handle it anyhow? I think it was days ago, or was sometime in December, where the CBN had warned that if you abuse the Naira, you tend to go to jail. Yes, you can go to jail. And let's just look at some of the ways that people can possibly abuse the Naira. Spraying of the money in public. You know, and it was added that an envelope remained the best and acceptable means of extending goodwills at events. Money should not be squeezed. So you shouldn't squeeze the Naira, but put it in envelopes. Oil, palm oil, any kind of oil should not be allowed to touch the money. And it should be kept neat in your clothes. So if you do not dirty your clothes intentionally, why then do you feel the need to, you know, saw the Naira? You shouldn't put the Naira on the floor. You shouldn't step on the Naira. It must be clean at all times. You shouldn't deface the Naira. You shouldn't hug the Naira. You shouldn't throw it in the air and be doing, what's it called now? Maybe it's Dorime. All of these things amounts to abusing the Naira. How many of you have wallets? And how many of you put your Naira in your wallet? As opposed to just squeezing it. Now, this is me asking you, how do you handle your Naira? Are you particularly careful about it? especially these new notes that you want. I saw some new notes days ago and they were new notes, yes, but they were already looking old, irrespective of the fact that they were new notes. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and when you call, do well to speak up. Emeka is calling from Stadium Road. Hi, Emeka. Good afternoon.
Hello,
welcome
Paula,
to the sunny side. Welcome, Emeka. Hey,
Paula,
go
Emeka,
ahead.
Emeka, Paula, it has been our constitution to respect the Naira. So what the members of the high chambers are doing it now is just because they don't have work, it's a waste of time. Paula, how do fathers and mothers nurture their children? This is where we have to start. Because it reflects in the society. How many fathers, how many mothers have time to nurture their children on terms of the world? How to behave publicly? Fala, we are far behind. But
where is Fala? This is Nigeria Info FM, and this is Denise Dennis Walu, and we are talking about Naira notes.
Fala, too, they confuse me. Sorry. Fala, we have to start doing what is possible before our deceitful prayer will start to have effect. How many fathers will you give Bible and paper to write about their children? After writing, they will make up to 20%.
Okay, so this is conversation gone wrong. Thank you. Nigeria, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Why are you laughing? That's funny.
Yeah, you from the upset for that. You thought it was a joke, right?
I was wondering. I said, who is Fola? Fola, oh, Fola, give
me. Hello, my listeners. My sister, the way the country is, everything is possible. Mm. It's not easy. On a lighter note, now back to the conversation. Mm. At least the one area central bank failed was to also have a structure on how to maintain, safeguard, and guide our currency as they are launching a new version for us. By what? Everybody must have a wallet. Have a wallet policy. If you don't have the wallet, leave our Naira alone. You see, there are things we call a national character. It's the character of everybody. We must have what? A wallet. To protect, to safeguard, and maintain or sustain. Yes. Mm. Look at how we handle the old Naira notes. Mm. Within 2-3 days, they look so disgusting. Some of them are so even offensive to touch because the way we handle the Naira, we abuse it. Now, to restructure our mind as you are bringing a new Naira note is a privilege for the CBN to also enact this policy of everybody must have a wallet. We don't have wallets. That is why our Naira note is being bought, abused and violated.
Do you have a wallet, Mr. Zion?
Yes, I have a wallet.
Okay. Now, Mr. Zion, what I have noticed over time is this. I try so hard to keep the Naira notes clean. As a matter of fact, I think I've said it several times on air that I'm a lover of mints. Fresh money, clean money. I don't joke with it. Imagine I have taken it upon myself to respect the Naira, keep it clean, keep it in a wallet. Then I now bring out that money to spend and I give it to someone else who now defaces the Naira, does not treat it with so much care as I have while it was in my possession. That someone now gives the money to another someone, and before you know it, the fine naira notes, fine looking notes that's, you know, very fine, you don't want to spend it, turns into something else by the time it gets to the hands of like 10 persons. So I have a wallet, I have preserved it. What about others who do not care to? Someone says, good day, I'm Zeno. Please, I feel there is need to educate and sanitize the citizens on how to handle or keep the money. I saw an Aboki squeezing the new 200 naira note, trying to say he wants to confirm it is fake or not. Oh well, I've heard stories within the past few weeks of how POS operators have been defrauded because people have come to carry out transactions, giving them the new notes, and they did a transfer for the person only to realize that in between the notes, like someone who gets 20,000 naira to do a transfer discovers that about 12,000 naira of the 20,000 naira is fake money. Now, funny enough, the CBN have done their part via social media platforms to educate people on how to identify the fake naira. But this is old tradition. Squeezing the money, you know, there's this technique they call it. Is it the bounce technique or something? It's something a lot of people have been used to. So whatever CBN is saying, how to identify, how not to identify, is none of their business. This is what they are used to. Bobby from Rumelumini, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. Let me comment. How will the citizen handle our naira note? I want to say the only way we save our naira note is when the people in authority can take their campaign down to market women. If they can go to all this market, because they are the people utilizing our note most, followed by all these taxi drivers, bus drivers. If you see the way they handle our note, you will sorry for the note. Market men and women, taxi drivers, bus drivers, so they need to educate on how to handle our notes. Come to think of it, we are thinking about saving our notes, our new notes, our mint currency, when we are not seeing them. We need to see the notes, we need to see the mint.
Okay, you need to see the notes first then before you think of saving it.
That can handle it very well. We will do so. But let the government try and talk to the market women and men and the bus drivers, these transporters. So they are the people giving our naira note problem. Thank you.
Okay, so he says bus drivers, those are the people giving our naira notes problem. And why are we talking about defacing or abusing the naira when we haven't even seen the notes? I get you. I have not even seen it. Seren says, this auntie fits your discussion. She was arrested for spraying our precious national identity. She's an actress. I did see this today. I saw it. I did see it. Spraying and stepping on the naira. I did see it. And back to your WhatsApp messages. I'll go back to the phone lines. Just a few seconds, please. This one says, some Nigerians won't just stop defacing the naira. I just came back from the market and used the new 1,000 naira note to buy something, and the young lady saw it with her palm oil stained palms, and I didn't like it at all. When I cautioned, she said, leave that in. Nothing there for this new naira note. It's unpalatable to say. Otis from Port Harcourt, send that in. Denise, the naira can be as beautiful as she can, but dollar gets sense, pasa, bam. I was being skeptical about bringing this narrative too quickly, but now that you've mentioned it, permit me to say, there's a way we worship, and permit me to use the word worship. There's a way we adore the dollar or any foreign currency you may think of, as long as it's not the naira. There's a way we adore the dollar. Someone gives you a dollar bill and you're super excited. There's a way you handle it. Someone gives you a pound, okay? 1 pound, 2 pound. There's a way you handle it. Someone gives you a euro. You handle it. In short, they give you, param, you immediately put it in your wallet. Why is it not the same feeling when you handle the naira? Yes, I have observed it. I don't know if you have as well. Now, the argument may be that in terms of value, in terms of exchange rates, these other notes are higher. But these other notes are not your national identity. These other notes do not depict Nigerianness, as it were. They are not your national symbols. So what is it about us that makes us treat these foreign currencies way better than we treat the naira? Go to the market and give a market woman a dollar. I think even a market woman or a market man knows what a dollar is. No matter whether it's $1, I mean, some way, somehow, they get to know the exchange rate. You go and buy something in the market, even crayfish, and they are quick to tell you, "Hey, the dollar don't high, yo." So they know that dollar high, naira don't drop, kind of. Give them that $1. They will not touch oil on it. They will. They see there's. They have this market apron that has zips, compartments. They will take that money. There's a compartment that we put it in, and they will zip it. You know, they secure it. Why don't we treat our naira the same way we treat foreign currencies? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Yes, welcome. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good afternoon to you.
Why dollars get value more than naira? Because Igbo people used to call dollar egiwe, iron money. Egiwe. I am money.
Oh my God.
So you don't play with me.
I see. Nigerian food. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
About the Nigerian currency.
Why are you laughing?
It's about the iron money.
Iron money. What did you call it? Egwiji. Abi. What? Iron money.
I went to the market to go and buy something.
Okay.
Then a woman, now I bought something and I think she should give me change. I bought on this, I supposed to give a change of 200 naira. I bought something of 300. When she sat in that their bag, they did not see anything. She did not see anything like 200 naira change or change to give me. She now opened her wrapper, she now this new design 200 naira note. She tied it inside her wrapper, kept it. Look at how you squeeze it and tie it. And I'm doing it. And then give it to me as a what? I don't have to collect it because it's still.
Oh no, what's happening to my phone line? Back to WhatsApp. I think network is not being nice. Maybe we're not handling the network well enough. Hello, Nigeria Info. I used to have a wallet, but after losing it along with my ATM card and other identity cards, I stopped owning one. I'm particularly careful with how I fold the naira, so much so I reject money if it is squeezed and given to me. The major culprits in abusing the naira are cattle riders, bus conductors, and traders. Most times when I reject such money, they react angrily and so throw it at me. Kelly K from Owerri. Good afternoon, Didi. I once had a wallet, but Didi, I stopped putting my money in a wallet when I lost my 3,000 naira that was in the wallet, both my money and wallet. I cried. Had I known, I would have instead put that money in different pockets instead of the wallet. Maybe after this program, I'll go back to having a wallet. Joshua Ubong from Chantamadi. Paul is calling from Rupakulusi. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome to the I welcome you to the channel too. The problem you have with this note is the value. You know, everything you have, if you put value on it, it will be like that. This thing needs teaching from the government.
Okay.
It needs enlightenment from the government.
Mm.
From the government itself, police, one of them. Any policeman, whether being note 1,000, that is the highest denomination we have now, if we give a policeman new naira note, the next thing he will fold it. He don't want his own colleague to even see it.
To see it.
That is from the part of government. These are the people who are supposed to be enforcing the law.
Mm.
That nobody should fold the money, should write something on it, should even drop it on the ground.
Mm.
But there are people doing it. So we need to teach right from primary school to the high institutions. This is how you'll be handling naira notes. But this is not done.
Okay.
So we need proper monitoring.
So do you handle your naira well? Like the money you have?
Yeah, I do. I do handle my own very well.
Okay.
Because I have a wallet.
Okay.
And I also have, if I don't want to use wallet, I normally have a bag, and then there will be a separate place for it to put money.
Okay.
So when I see people rumbling with naira, I don't even like old ones because it makes me to spend them anyhow. If I get any old note, it makes me to give them away, spend it.
Spend
I don't
it.
Even value the old ones.
Okay.
Looks like I don't even have money around me, especially when it is tough.
Okay.
So we should be teaching. This will be a jingle on the radio, everywhere, television. This is how to handle money. And then the people, there should be a monitoring team to at least monitor people, even though it's due to they should give you work to do for a day as a community service. Look at our streets are very dirty. They see somebody, even a policeman, handling money anyhow. Give him water to clean.
All right, then. Thank
that
you.
Policeman or army, that soldier, give him gutter to clean.
Okay.
Just 2 hours, let him continue with your move.
All right, then.
I think things will be changed.
Okay, thank you very much. Niger Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. But it did make a valid point, you know. I remember once upon a time when I was still on the sunny side with, not sunny side, what's happening to me? When I was still on the morning crossfire with Kofi Bartels, I did tell him that if you are in search of change, just go and meet those spirits people at the checkpoints. They have change, a lot of change. And this is because some of the illegal roadblocks mounted, for every vehicle that passes, 100 naira to 200 naira. And because they're doing something that is illegal, they have to hide it. So he didn't tell a lie when he said, you know, the driver will squeeze the money, put it in the policeman's hand. He will just peep and check. He will in turn squeeze the money, put it in his pocket and act like nothing happened. Oh, meanwhile, we are now live on Twitter at Nigerian for PH is the Twitter handle. And on Facebook as well, it is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I see some of your comments on Facebook. I see I would read a few of them before we move on to the final commercial break for the hour. Thereafter, trending stories. Then we'll be back for the conversation. Daniel K. Umar says, let's see the money first in our hands before talking of how well to handle it, madam. Okay. Nazio Pabio says, good day, Lady Denise. The President APC and Godwin Emefiele knows what they're doing in Nigeria. How can they trick us to carry the little money we have in the pocket to deposit in the bank and now give us our money back? No way. And to Denise, I don't even now see both the old and new Naira again. God will never... Okay, now this is away from the conversation. Paul Hogan says, please, I didn't get the contact to call in. But the number is clearly displayed on the video, okay? You see on the video, let's talk new Naira. How well do you handle the Naira? You would see how to listen live. Immediately after that is the number to call, which is 070-093-0923. Um Nigerian film. So someone is saying, this is Prince Naya, can you guys and other media houses in Rivers State talk about the level of political violence caused by the PDP in other from the look at what happened, I'm ashamed of you all. Okay, so Prince, I think you don't understand how programming works. So this is me educating you. There's time for everything, okay? There's a time to have such conversations, and there's a time to talk about some other stuff which is equally as important as the level of violence you're drawing our attention to. Meanwhile, if you listened to our major news bulletin at 12 noon today, you would have heard this story. So are you coming to say we are not talking about it? I don't know how else you would like for us to talk about it, Prince Naya. But just so you know, there's time for every conversation on radio. Okay? That's how programming works. Where was I? All right, Joshua Obang from Transamati says, good afternoon, Didi. Okay, I think I've seen this one. Didi, pressing the money to confirm fake does not make any difference. After pressing to confirm the authenticity, then put it in the wallet and the wallet will get it straight. All right, Nigeria. Good afternoon. Welcome to
Good afternoon, Nigeria.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
This is Dakuku from Apokiti.
Dakuku, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Let me tell you, for the currency you are talking about, this currency you are talking, no, the most surely rough fit is as far as Nigeria is concerned. It cannot be used in Nigeria to combine America.
That cuckoo.
Well, we are talking about spreading it when people are doing location. That's what is not the problem we are having in the currency.
I'm sorry. I can't have this conversation with you just taking up your phone. It's your habit now. I'm sorry I had to let you go. We go on a commercial break. When we come back, we continue from where we left off. Just stay tuned to us.
For more talk, news and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
All right, welcome back to the conversation. Quickly, I'd like to address the likes of Dakuku. Pardon me. When a conversation starts in Nigeria Info, there's a question to be answered. And I get it that sometimes we tend to get emotional, sometimes we tend to get agitated. But then again, I don't think this conversation calls for that kind of response, so much so that I'm trying to call your attention as the caller to what is on the table. And you're just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. The question was very straightforward. How well do you handle the Naira notes? It's easy to apportion blames to other people who are not handling the notes well. But what about you, yourself? Do you take it upon yourself to ensure that the Naira notes are not defaced, abused, mutilated, are not, you know... You understand what I mean? As opposed to just calling, I don't think anybody that, you know, listened to Dakuku's call could even catch a glimpse of what exactly he was trying to talk about. Now, that being said, to those of you watching live, I see you, I see your messages, I would read them. To those of you sending your messages via WhatsApp, kudos to you, I am yet to read some of them, but I will eventually. How well do you handle the Naira, old or new? And this is why I am asking. While a lot of us are looking forward to handling this money, touching this money, seeing this money, you know, gaining possession of this money, we want it to be made adequately available. It's our money, right? Are we equally concerned about how we as Nigerians handle these new notes, which is part of our national identity and symbol? Do we respect the money enough to be careful with how we handle it and not just use it anyhow or do with it as we please? And I've heard a lot of people accusing those who are most likely to deface, devalue, or abuse the Naira. You've made references to market women, Okada riders, the Nigerian police force, Aboki people and all of those traders. What about you? How, when it comes to you, when it's in your possession, do you deal with it anyhow? Let water and rain and oil and anything you can possibly think of. Do you write on the note? Yes. Now, this is me remembering growing up as a child. In some of the schools we attended, there were some people who were thieves, some children who were thieves. So, you know how you come to school with money and someone steals your money in school. So, at some point, we had to start marking our money. So when we go and cry to our teachers that our money was stolen, the teacher decides to search the bags of all the students. And then the teacher would ask, if you see your money now, will you know it's your money? And we'll say, yes. How would you know it's your money? I use biro to write something on the money. So some of us have written on the naira notes ignorantly. So when the teacher searches everybody's bag and they see the money, they see the denomination, they say, oh yeah, how do you know? You know, the thief will say, auntie, it's my own, auntie, it's my own, auntie, it's my own. And the teacher will say, oh yeah, how do you know it's your own money? Come and prove it. And then the person comes and says, see now, I'm the one that wrote that in there. And the teacher will say, oh, true, it's your money. And every other person say, John is a thief. He has stolen money. Some of you need to write something even as adults. And surprisingly, you try to find paper and you do not find paper. And for some funny reason, you pick up a naira note and you get a pen. And you write things like someone's phone number on the naira. You write things like recharge pin on the naira. You write some passwords on the naira. What have you done? What have you done? You know, answer the question yourself. Some of you can never, like you said, you will never use a wallet in this life. Some of you are in the habit of showing off at events and you want to spray money, you want to dorime. Even when it's raining at those events, people would still spray money. People would step on the money. People would do whatever they please with the money. And you want this new money. And this is what I notice. It's new, right? But funny enough, as new as the naira note is, some notes do not look new anymore. Because just within few hours or few days or few weeks of collection and it being in your possession, the naira looks old. Hence the question. Remember, you stand the risk of going to jail if you abuse this naira. And some people are already getting their punishments. You do not, I repeat, I am certain you do not want to be found in that circle of people known to be abusers of the naira. And it's sad that, you know, the CBN will have to start burning mutilated money. Some of you would ruin the money and then you would say, take it to the filling station. They will collect it at the filling station. Take it there. Take it to the filling station. So no matter how bad the money is, someone out there will accept. Because you know that the filling station people will eventually take it to the bank. But how about, you know, whenever you bring up money, the money is looking fine. Isn't it going to be a thing of joy? And I also added that, why does it seem like we adore foreign currency and we, you know, tend to keep them well more than we keep our own naira? So back to the question, how well do you handle the naira? 070-0923-0923 WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809-030-6416. I just saw a message. Some people do not want to hear this conversation. Oh well, we're already doing it, right? So we may as well finish up. Lord Jude on Twitter says, What will be the fate of the bank managers who are hiding the new Naira notes? And what about the POS operators who now collect 10% of whatever you are withdrawing? That's a different conversation altogether. How about we stick to this one? There will be time for that kind of conversation. Let's see. Let me take this call. Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
My name is George. I'm calling from Transamade, Port Harcourt.
Hi, George. Welcome.
Fine. Do you know how dirty currency circulates among us?
Note.
There is a department in CBN where this dirty note is sorted for bonus. The people who are in charge of this department will take this money to the point of burning, get there and share it, and recycle it in circulation. That is the reason why we keep recycling. Nobody monitors the department. And
okay.
That's what we keep happening.
But before we got to that point where we have to dispose of bad mutilated money, someone is guilty of even putting the money in that condition to start with.
Yes, really.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who recycle it need the monitors because they do it even under the nose of security operatives.
Okay, so now recycling mutilated notes is another conversation. Before it gets to that point where it is taken for burning or disposal and then people recycle it, let us start from the very beginning. From you who receives the money, how do you handle it so much so that the money is now bad? So bad that you now have to do away with it.
How about that? This thing calls for social awareness. The institutions of government, especially CBA, should be able to educate the public in the Naira handling. It is on record that we have one of the dirtiest currency in this part of the world. And that is not a good image.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We have to start from the beginning, Shebi. I think that's how it's done. Agoho NS Williams says, good afternoon, Denise. The Naira note is suffering because the government of the country is not treating the citizens well. It is an offshoot of ill treatment from the government. NS, how is government not treating citizens well now leading to Naira? Samuel says, I have been in the bank since morning, but I have not received one Naira. DDW Nigeria is pushing us. Samuel from Warri. A company of wisdom says, there is nothing special about it. Everything is terrible. Okay. Is that enough reason to deface the Naira? Back to your WhatsApp messages now. Regarding your conversation on Naira notes, it's very unfortunate. We are a difficult nation. Our level of education is very poor. You might think I'm only talking about non-educated people. The most educated people in the society, they are worse. The CBN have done their part in educating the people and taking care of the cash, but it's not enough. We need to take care of our notes properly and have a good wallet. You can't arrest all the individuals who are squeezing, spraying, and matching on the money. CBN should educate the market women, drivers, and others who are using the notes. Also, the notes need to be in abundance, not being hidden by government officials and senior men. People are seizing the new notes. Also, those Yahoo boys and other boys who spray these are notes should be arrested. The Naira also should be strengthened by turning Nigeria into a producing economy gradually. The dollar is adored and respected due to the strength of that currency and it's taken care of. The Kuwaiti dinar is even higher than the dollar, but the dollar still retains its strength. The Nigerian currency should be strengthened by making us a producing economy and regulating the flow of the currency in order to avoid inflation. That's the best way we can save our notes, by taking care of them, from Mr. Ikechi in Eneka. Didi, why won't you worship the dollar? Naira na quantity, dollar is quality. Wow. Talking of the way we treat the Naira, the elites are the ones promoting this abuse. Because you have money, you begin to show yourself in public functions, thereby oppressing the ones we no get. Simply goodness from Port Harcourt. Wow, I'm reading a lot of interesting stuff today. There is no how we can do the naira for him to be saved, because we have businesswoman, we have drivers, and Nigeria is too big to control. Remember those in the rural areas, especially those in southern Ijaw? We can't do it like dollars because the environment where we come from is different from the white. So we can't compare ourselves and our money with them. I am Ogunna Koshem Conscience by name from Erema. Good afternoon, Didi. To preserve our currencies, there is an urgent need to encourage citizens to use wallet in staking their money. This can be done or initiated by banks giving out wallets as giveaways when we withdraw money from the bank, and also public awareness. Lams Fidel, send that in. Thank you. Thank you, Lams. Good afternoon. My condolences to those Nigerians who are stranded in the commercial banks across Nigeria. But I must say, Godwin the CBN governor and Buhari himself did not try at all. They would have left the old currency for us to manage. Moreover, the problem of this country is not by changing the old currencies. We have other issues to treat. Itari Prince from Abuja, do you even understand the conversation we're having? It's not about the new naira. What about the old naira that we have defaced? And this is a new one we're asking for to be made available. That's the question. The old ones in our possessions, how did we treat them? Old naira, new naira. Naira is naira. As a matter of fact, some of the old notes are still legal tenders. The 100 naira notes, the 50 naira notes, the 20 naira notes, the 10 naira notes, the 5 naira notes. Okay, why are we forgetting that? Madman Walu says, famous fallacious, I am tired because I hear it happens every time. What's going on here? Okay. Now I don't understand you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Hello, my sister. Good afternoon.
My brother, welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you. This is Chelsea Foster Muziko calling from Port Harcourt.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think the government should indoctrinate we, the citizens, on how to use this money. So many persons are dirty in their various houses. Why did I say so? Give somebody, give a short, give Nigerians $1, and give Nigerians 5,000 naira, all means. That $1 will still be new. Clean, but that 5,000 naira, that $1 cannot make up 5,000. Give Nigerian man 5,000 naira means the next one we go and check that money is dirty. Some of them will eat. They want to use that money to clean their oil finger. Some of them want, see, we are just dirty. That's why. Now, in the, we know, if you take this money to the bank, they will not take it if that money is dirty. They will not take it. If you take it to grow the change, they will not take it. Because the U.S., American government has made their money. Say, if this money is dirty, I will not take it. So who wants to run loss? You don't take it to the bank and the bank run loss. If this money goes back to them, they will not take it. That's why you see us handling the dollar, $1, just $1. We will handle that $1 with all sincerity and with all cleanliness in us.
What if I understand you, what you're advising is that people, the banks should stop collecting bad money. If they stop collecting bad money, we'll handle our money better.
They should collect the bad ones. But we, the citizens, need indoctrination.
Okay.
So if this money dirty for your hand, we will not. By the time you take your own money to the bank and they did not take it from you, next time you will not spend that money.
All right.
If this one gets to you, you will not spend it.
Okay.
Let the citizens be indoctrinated.
All right.
So you don't spend this money just as the U.S. government has made their dollar to be.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Charlie, that's the last call I can take. Let me finish with your WhatsApp messages and then we round up. Didi, the DD, what we should ask is the quality of the notes. Feel the quality of the dollar, the euro, the pound, even the CFA. The texture, should I say quality, are different. They are using poor paper to produce and expect it to last. Yes, I know in one way or the other, we also contribute to the facing of the naira. Kachi. Clement woman says, I have never written on money. I was taught growing up about the serial numbers on our currencies. In fact, there's a novel that talked about it. Remember the book, The Incorruptible Judge? I remember. The book said something about numbers on the Naira. The book was written over 30 years ago, if I am not mistaken. It was published in 1962. And yeah, if you did literature in those days, you definitely came across The Incorruptible Judge. Clement, send that in. But you know, it's not easy to cram the numbers now, but when you write on it, I mean, in the defense of some Nigerians, that's what they would say. The way Nigerians handle their Naira notes shows a lack of value for it. I haven't seen a dollar that's very dirty. I have a wallet and all my money is in it. Ezekiel Isaiah. And finally, good day, Mrs. Wallow. CBN should design water resistance Naira notes. Naira will improve like dollar. We'll go Sunday. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this conversation. And just to remind you as we round up, the Naira is not just a legal tender. It is our national identity. It is our national symbol. Hence, we should keep it, handle it with care. Enough of the blame games. Do your part to ensure that this Naira... I mean, there's a feeling that comes with handling some fresh money now. Don't you like that feeling? I love the feeling, by the way. And I love it when I give you a clean note. I get a clean note in exchange. But away from that, do well not to, you know, get yourself in trouble with the law because you deliberately say, oh, this Naira no be anything. You deface, you abuse the Naira. Don't throw it in the air. Don't spray the money. Don't huck the money. Don't mishandle the Naira. Don't wash it. Don't allow oil to touch it. If you must give people money, put it in an envelope. It even saves them the stress of packing the money and counting it one by one. Put it in an envelope. At least they remove envelope from envelope. Spread envelopes. Or do transfers. I mean, I've been at occasions where the account number was put on display. So if you feel the need to spray them, why not send to that account number and save everybody the stress or Jerry? I'm Denise Aniswale. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversation.